salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you've tuned in again this time to our broadcast. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. This is a blessed passage, and so many people believe so many things about the way that the Lord works with mankind. There are doctrinal things in the scripture that are just plain. The Lord reveals this is the depravity of man and the necessity for God to work in sinners. That's just a given if one understands the true depravity of mankind. Yet our Lord deals with us in the way that He's created us. And I can't fully explain it. I don't pretend to be one that can explain it, to reconcile every point. As one brother said, the things that we do not understand in this carnality, in this flesh, are reconciled in Christ. We just leave them up. And I think that's appropriate. We trust the Lord. Therein is faith. When we know some aspects and some things are true, yet the total inner working and connection of things, it's hard for us to put together. It's because God is so much higher than we are. He's so much greater than we are. So much higher than we are. We know Him and how He's revealed Himself unto us. And yet we, as one another brother said, we grapple to pull it all together to really understand our Lord. But I tell you what, as the same brother said, it's good for us to try. And we seek our Lord's face. And that brings us to this of prayer. Prayer. What is it about prayer? So many have become confused about prayer. It is that way with us. We take and we, and prayer is a biblical word. And so it's no problem to use that. But because of our religious tendencies naturally and our religious ways and then false religion and such as that in the world, a word like prayer and that of what prayer is can be taken and twisted and turned into something else. Let me explain it this way, an example. Prayer by some has become the penalty for the sins that they commit. There are those that would go and to a man and confess their sins, and then that man for the penance of their sins would give them so many prayers to do. And prayer is not a penalty. Prayer is not a payment. Simply prayer is us talking to God. And in talking to God, we can tell Him how things are going. Does He know? Indeed, He knows. We can tell Him our burden. We can thank Him for what He's done for us and how He's helped us so. He's worthy to be praised and thanked. We can bring our burden to our Lord, the things that weigh us down. We can bring to our Lord the things that are impossible for us, the things that make us weep and grieve. We can take it to our Lord, and He's compassionate. He's merciful. He helps His children. And you know what? He'll help the sinner that comes to Him, empty of self, nothing to say, but Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. In Luke 18, verse number 1, listen to what Jesus says about prayer. And I think that this is a universal thing. This is this is what the Lord has given us that we might know his expectation of men, not just the children of God. It's easy to know that the children of God should pray unto the Lord, but all men should pray to the Lord. There's no other one to go to for help. Luke 18, verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. What's he saying here? That men, every man, every woman, every child ought always to pray unto our Lord and not to quit. You see, God is honored when we thank him and when we glorify him, we praise him, and when we petition him for our need. He knows how, where we are and how we are. He knows what sin has done unto us. He knows our need indeed. And he is worshiped as men should worship our Lord when we pray unto him. He spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. There's no limitation here on who. It's just on mankind. Maybe you say, maybe you're under hearing my voice, and I pray that you are, not because of me, but because of the word of the Lord. Maybe you say, well, he's not my God. I tell you what, maybe you claim to be an atheist. Maybe you claim to be one that does not believe in God, even his existence. We're not talking about salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, but just the existence of God and that God created you. I tell you what, no matter what you believe, he is still your God. He is your God. He's your creator. He's the great self-existent one, and you are accountable unto him. He spake this parable. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, and neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So here we have it. The Lord lays it out before us. In a city, there's a judge and a widow. This widow has some case against someone that has done her bad. She doesn't have her husband. We don't know about the situation with her children. Someone has done her wrong. So she's going to the judge for help. And the judge doesn't give a lick about what God thinks. The judge doesn't give a lick about what men think. He is just, in his judgeship, he just thinks about what he thinks. That's it. And so he would not avenge her for a while. He would not take care of the situation that was against this widow. But you know what happened? The widow was troubling him. She continued and continued and continued and continued and continued and continued and continued coming to the judge. And the judge says, I'm going to act. I'm not going to act because it's right to do so because of morality from God. I'm not going to act because I'm afraid of what the city or the people will think. I'm tired of this woman wearing me out, troubling me this way. Yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. He said, she's come so much, I've got to guarantee she's going to keep on coming. There's no waiting her out. So I'm going to avenge her. So I won't be troubled by it. The Lord said, verse 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. You hear what he has to say. Folks, Jim, you, we, us, you listen to what the Lord says the judge said. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. He's not a man that is righteous, but what he has said, Jesus says, applies to us and God. Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Will the Lord not avenge his children? Oh, indeed he will. But you know what? It may be that he will allow them to cry night and day and bear a long time with them crying unto him. For sure, child of God, bring your petition to your Lord. Bring it to your Lord. Seek to wear him out with it. I mean, if you're convicted of God that that's the right course, that's the thing that's needed, that's the help that you need, the help that someone else needs, bring it to the Lord. What's he say? Over and over and over again. Is God wearied? Never. But the Lord says he operates this way. If that's what the judge will do, what is it that God will do that's way better? Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, so they're petitioning him, though he bear long with them, it may take a long time for the Lord to act. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Oh yeah, he will. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. Even though this is the truth, that the Lord honors those that are convicted about a thing that they bring and bring and bring and bring and bring to the Lord, knowing that he has the answer, knowing that he has the power, knowing that he is the authority to come to about it, and they do so, we do so, and do so, and do so, and do so. The Lord says he honors that. And you know what? The Lord's vengeance, the Lord's reckoning, the Lord's doing and working in a thing, it'll be right on time. He'll avenge them speedily, even though they've cried for a long time. You hear that wording? They've cried for a long time, but he will avenge them right on time. That all that being the case, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes back, as has been described earlier in the chapter, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith by his children in him, in the things that he has given, that they will work? See, so many, and even those that claim the name of the Lord, think that prayer is prayer unto the Lord, asking the Lord, talking with the Lord, is just vanity. It's words into the air. But Jesus says it's not. And Jesus says, if we'll look to wear God out with what it is that we need, not frivolity, not vanity, but things I believe that glorify God, he will work. He will work indeed. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.